What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind. My name is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
My wife is happy with me today, fellas. Why is that, Kathy?
So we've been renovating our kitchen at our house, and they have started our cabinets at the beginning of the week, and they're finishing up today. And then we got a new refrigerator, which for some reason we had to go get it ourselves. They wouldn't deliver it to us. So that was, you got Mark and a bunch of people. Shout out to everybody that helped us actually wrangle that huge refrigerator into our house today.
So I have earned my man card for today. I
mean, yes,
it was over 600 pounds.
Yes.
And it barely fit through the door, and it was a beast.
Yeah.
And so we finally got it in there. And
six people actually
got
it in finally. So.
I mean, I literally just got back from doing that. So Kathy probably doesn't follow this, but what's shut down right now, Kathy? Do you know? You know what shut down?
The government.
Okay, so that does affect insurance. Mm-hmm. Do you know how?
Business.
So the National Flood Insurance Program shuts down with the flood insurance.
Right.
Well, with the government shutdown.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got an email from one of our insurance carriers saying that, hey, you know, it's shut down. Mm-hmm. So what do? I can't get flood insurance now until this is reopened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now this show is pre-recorded, obviously, so maybe it will be up and, you know, open for business again by the time this show airs. But if you were to come need a flood insurance policy from us today, we wouldn't be able to do it because the government shut down,
right,
along with other things. I know there's I heard that some of the state parks are shut down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that's just part of the politics that we have to deal with in our country, right?
Yes.
So I got thinking back. This has been sort of, we just passed the anniversary of Helene.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's been every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It didn't affect our area as far as Hayesville, Hiawassee, you know,
Blairsville.
I mean, we were expecting. I'd already made arrangements to have the employees come in the office and work, you know, claims.
If we need to, yes.
And as everybody knows, I think what used to be the remnants of the eye kind of came over our area, and the eastern part of the storm really tore up Black Mountain, Asheville area.
Country.
Everybody knows what happened. I was actually there. You know, I went up after the after Helene, and I spent a day with one of my friends that had just moved to Black Mountain. He had just gotten his power back, but he had no water. And he was also in the process of building a house, and all of his belongings that he had from his house that he sold
in storage
in Atlanta was in a storage facility that was near a creek, and the whole thing, he lost everything he had. I did have him covered on a couple of personal items because he had what's called a schedule. He had scheduled some
valuables.
Mm-hmm. And when you schedule a valuable, where it be a watch, I think it was this case, he had like a grandfather's
rings. Jewelry, arts.
So flood is covered, mm-hmm, because it's called what we got to call open perils. There's very few exclusions. Some agents, I've heard it called all risk coverage, which I don't like to use that term, but he did have some coverage there for some of his scheduled personal items that he had just, even though they were valuable, he had felt safe enough that he knew where they were in the storage facility, and he had them tucked away. But everything he had was just gone. And
it was all mud, basically.
It was mud.
Saturated with mud. You couldn't salvage much of anything.
Yeah, so it was just a long path of devastation because we were conversely down in Florida, and Kathy's cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's actually his cousin's ex-wife, who's still a good family friend. They were affected because they've got a it's a villa. They call it a villa. It's on the beach, and you know, it came in off of Indian Rocks Beach, and it would put like probably 3 feet of sand all around their building, and the whole building had to be redone.
It's inside too.
Yeah. So this is what we're talking about right now with the government shutdown. You wouldn't be able to get the coverage that you would need because the government shut down, and so the National Flood Insurance Program shut down as well. So we'll keep abreast of this, see what happens. We don't write a lot of flood coverage, do we, Kathy?
I do. I've probably written more than anybody else in the whole office. Yeah,
you definitely have written more than anybody.
Right, I probably.
But in the grand scheme of things,
I mean,
we don't have a lot of flood policies.
Typically,
on the books.
We have it for someone needs it because they live on a creek or they live by the lake. Their mortgage requires them to have it. I've had different mortgage companies require even on top of a mountain, and the customer would just go crazy. And I'm like, well, if it's not in a flood zone, it doesn't really cost that much. But if you're in a flood zone, depending on where you are, it can be, you know, costly. It's a percentage. It's not the full, you know, what people think they're going to get. But I feel like it's necessary, and people don't think about it. You know, if the creek was dammed and it would overflow into the banks and come into your house, that's something you probably should consider. My parents live in the intercoastal down in Florida. They have flood, but they're not in a exact main flood zone, but they still have it because it can back up from the, you know, intercoastal into their backyard. So you have to be really cautious about that. But I've had people say, I live on the side of a mountain. What in the world? I'm like, well, you got to understand that we've had a whole situation in Franklin years ago, and they basically had a whole subdivision that actually slid off the side of the mountain.
That was Peaks Creek.
Yeah.
It happened in Hurricane Ivan.
Yep. And so it can happen.
We end up talking a lot, seems like, about flood on this show, even though we don't really write a lot of it. And
we have some.
It kind of obviously hit close to home when we had Helene last year.
Right.
And that subsequently turned into a new project for Lake Chateau, because that's what spurred on the need for an evaluation of our spillway, which was deemed to be at risk. Lake Chateau, I Googled it. I think it used to be the highest or one of the highest earthen dams in the world, actually. So I never really realized that. But I think what I've heard through the grapevine is maybe there's been a good compromise. And in case nobody knows what I'm talking about, I think most people do, but Lake Chateau's dams, the spillway was deemed to be at risk, particularly because there was a similar dam in California that had failed, and they were worried about it happening here. And after Helene happened, I guess the TVA had an engineering study and came up with some proposals. And when we first heard about it, it was really drastic, like it was going to be drained down to 20 feet below the wintertime pool for 8 years. And that would
be devastating.
Yeah,
for our community.
The community, the impact of the lake is very substantial, obviously, because you've got, you know, real estate on the lake, you've got marinas, people come here for recreation that feeds into the local economy. I mean, we are a tourism driven economy in many ways. I don't know how much it is here. I've always,
even like right now, because it's going to start having the leafers are going to come up. It's time of year where the leaves are, you know, it's not just the summer, it's also the fall here and the spring. I think people like to be up here during the different seasons.
That's a good point. Kathy and I, her mother and father are coming up actually next week, and we thought, hey, our kitchen is under renovation, we'll get a VRBO. We got looking online, and the ones that were even available, we're talking, you know,
$4,000 or $5,000.
Like, that would choke a horse, right?
I was like, what in the world?
And so I guess everybody's coming here this time of year to look at leaves.
Yeah.
But
which is good for our community. I mean, we rented a VRBO when my daughter had her graduation because we didn't have enough room at her house, and it worked out perfectly, and it wasn't really that expensive. You know, it was still a really nice place. But I thought, well, we'll just get another one just so we have it in case, you know, we don't have enough. Everything's not completed. It won't be completed. I was hoping it would be. So what we would do about it, and I couldn't believe how much it was. I was so surprised.
Well, it's just another derivative of supply and demand, right?
Exactly.
People willing to pay during
That's
the
right.
peak times. So we're back after the break. We're talking about about flood. About it's been a year since Helene, talking about the government shutdown, how that affects flood insurance, and we'll be back after the break. We're Mark and Kathy Moore, and you're listening to Peace of Mind.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark, and we want to let you know where we're located. More Insurance Services has three locations. We're located in Blairsville, in Hiwassee, and in Hayesville. In Blairsville, we're located across from Home Depot, next to the post office. We're located in the South State Bank building right there. We're not part of the bank, but we're in our separate wing of the bank. So please come by and see us in Blairsville for your insurance needs. Our second location is located in Hiwassee, Georgia at 150 South Main Street, Suite C. We're located next to the hospital in the red brick building called Town Trace. So come by and see us there in Hiwassee. And then our last location, which is our main hub, is located in Hayesville, North Carolina at 157 Highway 64 West. We are right next to United Community Bank there in Hayesville on the main drag. So come by and see us there. Our other location, which is called Mountain Insurance, it's a division of More Insurance. It's located in Murphy, North Carolina. We are right past Hardee's, and the next restaurant over is So Good Restaurant. We're right there. It's called Mountain Insurance, so come by and see us in Murphy. Our last location is located in Blue Ridge, Georgia. It's called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's also a division of More Insurance. We're located between United Community Bank and Burger King, so come by and see us there as well. We are also hiring, so if you would like to join our team, you can find or fill out an application on our website, which is www.more-insurance.com. You also can request a quote. You can check out all of our different locations as well on that on our website, and we'd love to help you with your insurance needs.
Thank you, Kathy. So we're talking about, among other things, this, you know, politics and government shutdown, and we'd referenced in the last segment of the show that since the government is shut down, it also shut down the National Flood Insurance Program, and we are unable to write a flood insurance policy until the government opens back up. Mm-hmm. We also talked about, you know, Helene last year, how this has really fundamentally changed the our area, and particularly even we've gone into a project now on Lake Chattoog because of the effects of what Helene did, and also
in Asheville.
It was also in California, there was a dam that was similar that had failed. So we'd have to stay tuned and see what happens until it opens back up. We don't write much flood insurance that we need to, really, but it's one of those things where the likelihood is small, but the severity is high when it comes to when actually a flood does happen.
Right.
Another thing I want to talk about, I'm kind of changing subjects. Did you know that one of the best agencies in Hiwassee is Max Secure Insurance Services? And I had and I'll tell you, this is a fraudulent situation we're getting ready to talk about. So I was getting my teeth cleaned this week, and my dental hygienist is like, oh, I bought insurance from you. You guys did a really good job. I really appreciate you. And I'm like, I normally have a kind of a sort of an idea about, you know, the way she was talking, I was like, okay, we don't write business with that company anymore. And she was telling me about, who'd you deal with? Was it Ashley? No. Was it Joanne? No. How about Rose? No, it wasn't them. And I was like, this is really weird. And so she ended up sending me a copy of her policies. And it was actually, I was at first concerned that she had no insurance and somebody has just scammed her for money. But it did turn out it was a legitimate insurance carrier, that she did have insurance coverage.
But it wasn't us.
It wasn't us. And moreover, they had taken a picture of our building and put it onto their Google profile. She was thinking that she was getting insurance from us, and it did go back to a legitimate company. But we've had to have this taken down. If you go to this agency in Hiwassee that has really high ratings, you will go find a vacant lot. It's right next to the Bank of Hiwassee. So I want to let everybody know that if they go online and find this profile, that this is not a legitimate place. And I ended up calling the different numbers to try to find out who these people were. And I don't know, we're still trying to figure out how this happens, but evidently maybe some sort of marketing company has been hired and they're getting leads coming in to their it gets to their marketing, and it is going to a legit place. But now I'm getting my phone spammed because everybody's calling me up trying to sell me an insurance policy. And it's really annoying because I was just trying to say, hey, why were you using the image of our building on your advertising? And so thanks to our computer technicians, which is Lot Media and Packy, actually has helped out here. We have now reclaimed, or we've had the picture removed off of this Google profile that's in error. But it was kind of odd that why would somebody want to take my profile on a little old town like Hiawassee? Like, why? You know, I mean, I can't imagine.
Just got to be careful.
Somebody's got enough time to do that.
Yeah.
We had that one person called up to the Philippines one time that was trying to say they were more insurance. Remember that?
Right. We had to call them to take care of that.
This is just another example of why you don't want to deal. You're better off to deal with somebody that you know local. When you start dealing with somebody online you don't know, you may end up paying for it in the long run. And I don't like somebody taking our profile of our building and using it in their advertising to be able to fraudulently sell somebody else the insurance policy.
Right.
But it was a surprise, you know. Right. So buyer beware.
Yeah, so remember, it's Moore Insurance Services, Inc. and Mountain Insurance, LLC, or Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge are our locations, what they're called, or our entities that we have. So just be careful out there when you're trying to get insurance, that you're getting it from where you really want to have it with. So, and we've handled all that. So,
yeah, we have real people in real offices that are ready to help you at a real office.
Yes.
So don't be fooled by something like our, you know, that she's unsuspecting. She didn't do anything wrong. She thought she was buying insurance from us. And
yeah, she was a little concerned now that she knows it wasn't.
Well, I was glad to find out that it ultimately landed in actually a legit place. So.
Yeah.
It seems like the bad actors in this had to do, like, maybe with the marketing company that was using our profile, or somebody that had been hired by other places. But very, very
it's disturbing.
Surprising and
it's
disturbing.
It's disturbing that people are like that. So
it gets you to talk about identity theft coverage
there
today,
you go.
Too. But, Kathy's sister was at Costco and had her purse stolen, and she went through a years-long process of having – it just so happens she had her tax returns in her purse, and
she's getting ready to go to the CPA.
Yeah, and so there was a lady that showed up at a bank.
They
had her driver's license.
And then she dressed up like
she was wearing a wig and dressed like Kathy's sister, and was in there trying to withdraw money from the account. Was she successful?
No, she didn't get it. They already reported everything, so they knew. But I think they caught her finally. But they had all her information.
Yeah.
She had to change everything. So there's a lot of dishonest people out there. So just be cautious of that. But we do also, if you do have a homeowner's policy, we can endorse your policy to have identity theft coverage, because that is becoming more prevalent these days, and trying to help you with those situations if something like that would happen to you.
Well, it just happened to us. Somebody stole our identity for our business
and
used it for their gain. So, that's amazing. Well, switching back to, last year with Helene and the government shutdown and the flood, there's different types of claims that can arise from damage from water. So typically, the way I understand it is, the National Flood Insurance Program defines flood as rising water that covers an area over at least 2 acres. That's been the traditional, definition of flood. This is not to be confused from water discharge into your house. So if you have interior pipings that, were to rupture and you've got water coming through your ceiling, that's not considered a flood policy. So it's not considered a flood insurance claim, even though it feels like it's a flood, because we had that happen in our house recently.
Oh, yes,
right?
We have.
We did not turn it into a claim, but, we were covered if we had, damage to our house from a interior water pipe rupturing. The only caveat is that if you are, you fail to maintain the heat, then a claim could be denied in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Another caveat is if it's been like a drip, drip, drip behind a, wall, and it's been not discovered for years and years, and it's dry rotted, then that's probably going to be denied typically, because it has to be what's called a sudden, the policy reads or defines it as a sudden accidental situation. And that would be like your dishwasher line rupturing, or your washing machine line rupturing and buckles your floor. We have quite a few of those claims, don't we, Kathy?
Yes, we did.
I mean, you'd be surprised. That would be one of our most
common. You got to be able to handle those. You know, they have to be taken care of properly because you don't want to have, you know, mold or mildew or some issues, you know, arise from not handling it properly. So sometimes it's better to, and of course, turn in the claim because you want to have it mediated properly. And if you don't, then you need to make sure you have all the different things you need to have taken care of properly. Otherwise, it could become something more harmful.
It's viewed in a bad light in the future when you have those claims. We try to get insurance somewhere else or something.
That's true.
So it's not, sometimes if you can pay it yourself, you might be better off.
True.
Okay, we've been talking about water and flood and the earth shut down, all kinds of things today. So anyway, we will be back next week, Lord willing, and we are on our show listening to Peace of Mind with Mark and Kathy Moore. Thank you for listening.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.